By now, many of us have heard the online animated spoof of Woody Guthrie's patriotic anthem, This Land Is Your Land, featuring John Kerry and George Bush imitators trading political and personal barbs.
You're a liberal sissy.
You're a right-wing nut job.
You're a pinko commie.
You're dumb as a doorknob.
Hey, you got that Botox.
But I still won 3 Purple Hearts.
This land will surely vote for me.
The company responsible for the send-up, JibJab.com, has come under fire. According to the Richmond Organization, a music publisher that owns the rights to This Land Is Your Land, JibJab's rendition confounds Guthrie's original message. Here to answer the question, what would Woody do, is folk singer and musician Arlo Guthrie, the son of Woody Guthrie. He joins us from a Flying J truck stop in Des Moines, Iowa. Good to have you back on the program.
All right, Neil, nice to be here.
So how did your father feel about the use of his songs? Did he regard them as his private intellectual property, or were they for the public use?
Well, I think both. I mean, he was one of these guys that wrote a lot of songs, and he said on numerous occasions that he wasn't really concerned about the money part of it, that the publishing, the business part. He was more interested in getting the ideas out. And having said that, he did set up in motion. He did give these songs to the Richmond organization, a lot of them anyway, to safeguard them and to protect them over the years. So I think there's a little of both.
Your father was a political musician. What do you think he would have said about people using his music for political purposes?
Well, I really can't speak for him. I can just tell you that when I saw it a few weeks ago, I thought it was one of the funniest commentaries, if not one of the most directly inspired. I mean, I called my sister, I called my friends, I sent everybody a link to the site so that they could go see it, and we've all been laughing about it since then. I think my dad would have absolutely loved the humor in it.
Well, what else has your family had to say about it? I mean, do you have any influence with the Richmond Company?
Well, I think we probably do. On the other hand, they don't call me for legal advice. I don't ask them for moral advice. I mean, it's a business operation. And I think the thing that has concerned them, if what I've read is true, is that the parody doesn't become overcome the song. You know, there's this old song, On Top of Old Smokey, that was a hit back in the 50s. No one remembers that anymore. We all remember On Top of Spaghetti. And I don't think that that's a problem with this song, because in 3 months, it'll be a moot point. It will have lost the humor and not be around forever. So I don't see what the major complaint would be.
You and I might remember On Top of Spaghetti. I'm not sure how many other people do.
Well, I think every kid in school knows On Top of Spaghetti, and that's probably going to have a longer-lasting effect than the old song On Top of Old Smokey. And the writer of the song, who I don't know, is probably in an anonymous traditional ballad, might be rolling over in his grave about it, but the truth is every kid in school has been singing that song for years now, and it's probably a wonderful addition to the collection of kids' stuff. I don't think that this JibJab version of This Land Is Your Land is going to replace the original song, and it doesn't really compromise it. I think it makes fun of both of these guys to some extent, and I just think it was an incredibly wonderful bit of hilarity in the midst of an over-serious conversation.
Well, whatever happens, we suspect that your father's original will outlast any attempt to overwhelm it. Arlo Guthrie, thanks very much for being with us today.
Sure, Neil.
Arlo Guthrie, folk artist, the son of Woody Guthrie. He joined us from a Flying J in Des Moines, Iowa. And, well, let's listen to some of the immortal This Land Is Your Land. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.
I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling in the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. Voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was